Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me.
I want to talk to you about one of the things that I've mentioned many times on the show. It's one of the simplest things you can do, and it's one of the most effective when it's been heavily researched, and that is getting your omega-3 levels up in proportion to your omega-6 levels. It has a dramatic effect on a lot of different areas, on bipolar disease, depression in general, on Alzheimer's, on memory, on inflammation throughout the body, on heart disease, and it even increases the brain volume, which our brain shrinks. And the reason I bring this up, yesterday I was talking to a good friend of mine. He used to be one of the top athletes in the state. He was the fastest runner in the state at one time. And he still stays very active. But he said he's starting to hit the reality that he's definitely getting older. His knees are bothering him. He was having some sharp pains and different things. And he said he just doesn't like this getting older. And he said they did a CAT scan on his brain because he was having a type of headache that I hadn't really heard of. They call it a thunder headache, and it's just a sharp pain like a knife going into your brain. And they said, well, your volume is down. And he said, he asked me what that meant. And I said, well, generally as you age, you lose brain volume. One of the reasons we lose is because our pituitary gland, though it releases HGH, it doesn't, it potentially releases the same much, but it's not getting the stimulus to release it. That takes a really good night's sleep. That's why you hear me sometimes talk about Invigorest. But another factor that increases the brain volume, two other factors. One is hydration. As people age, a lot of times they don't drink enough water. They may drink other things, but they're not getting the basic water. And so if they're drinking a lot of coffee or a lot of tea, I like to drink a lot of tea. That can be dehydrating because it stimulates the kidneys to release water. Are there maybe too much sodium in their food? Well, just getting plenty of water, the hydration can make a lot of difference in the organs throughout the body. The heart, the internal organs throughout the body will dehydrate as you get older. We sort of mummify ourselves. But the other thing that has a big influence on this is omega-3 oil. And in our society, we get way too much omega-6 oils. And I've talked about this many times. Corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, soy oil. I really don't like, I think soy oil is a horrible oil. And cottonseed oil, peanut oil. All those are inflammatory oils. And so is sunflower oil and safflower oil. All inflammatory. But olive oil, very good for you. Very, very good for you. But the best of all of the oils is omega-3 oil. I think, coconut oil is good for you. A lot of the nut oils, macadamia and walnut oil, they're good for you. But the best oil is, again, is going to be the omega-3 oil. Normally, our ancestors lived by the ocean, and they ate a lot of fish. They ate, they may have ate clams and oysters. In fact, they look at some of these primitive caves where our ancestors evolved from, and there's all these clam shells, and they'd make their jewelry out of the clam shells and stuff. I'm talking about Neanderthal and very early man. And believe it or not, when they look at their skull size, their brain was 11% larger than it is now. Now, there can be other reasons where the brain may have got more organized where it didn't need to be so large, because a larger brain means a larger baby's head, which makes for a larger birth canal, which makes for a wider hip, which will slow up the running ability of the mother, which is more likely to be taken down by a predator. And so there's a reason to have a little bit more efficient, smaller head as a baby than maybe the earlier. But that may not be what's going on. They may have just been smarter, potentially smarter. They didn't have as much information to work off. But they did some pretty phenomenal things, considering with what the tools they had. So omega-3 has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with stopping Alzheimer's progression. And that, I think, is phenomenal. It brings down the cytokine storm within the brain. It helps nullify that. And Cytokines deal with the as part of the immune system, but it can create inflammation within the brain. Too much inflammation destroys the neurons within the brain. So can stress and depression and not sleeping well. But omega is when you take omega-3, when I take my Noric Naturals, I take the ultimate. I'm taking right now their memory product and their ultimate, where I take two of the memory product and one ultimate in the morning, then I may take two of the ultimate later in the evening. Well, right at first, I could feel something right at first from the memory product, but that probably had more to do with the Huperzin and a few of the other things that they have in there that really hit the brain real quickly. But the omega-3, you're not going to feel right away, but over a period of weeks and months, you're really going to notice the difference. And when they give them to children that are autistic, the kind of little child that may beat his head against a wall or have anger outbursts, this calms them down. And mothers that take omega-3 oil before they give birth have a higher IQ and a much calmer baby. The ones that have the lowest level of omega-3 have the most problems with the development of the baby, because 8% of the brain is made up of EPA and DHA. The nerves depend on that. The membranes of the nerves depend on that oil. And so without that oil, you can't calm the brain. And you go, I'm depressed, I don't know why. Or people that are bipolar, they get great effect with omega-3. In fact, there was a study I talked about years ago that they did a double-blind study against Prozac and omega-3 oil, and omega-3 oil outperformed it. That's how important it is in our diet. But we don't get it like we once did. We're not eating a lot of fish. In areas that they do eat a lot of fish, a lot of cold water fish, not just any fish, but cold water fish, like up in Maine or Seattle or up in Canada, the depression levels are much, much lower. And the heart disease, and it's amazing to me, it's much lower in the northern areas because they get less sunlight, and the D3 is a big factor on that. But by the way, you do not want to take D3 without vitamin K2 in the form of MK7, or to knock the K2 out. And I made that mistake for a long time. They have to be taken together. You know, vitamin K2, they've done a lot of research recently on vitamin K2, not just in the form of K2 or K1 or MK4. I don't take those. I only take the form of MK7. And I try to get up over 300 micrograms a day with D3. I take 5,000, sometimes 10,000 IUs of D3. Most people, probably 5,000 would be plenty. But you need to work with your doctor. You need to find out what your range is. It should be getting close to 70. 60 to 70 is an ideal range of D3 if you have it measured. But I did not know until recently, until I watched a really good video online on YouTube called Everything You Want to Know About K2, that I was knocking my vitamin K2 or vitamin K out of my diet by taking D3 without taking it, without supplementing it. And when you see that vitamin K2 and omega-3s help clean up the arteries, magnesium plays a role in that as well, and D3 plays a role in that. But it really helps pull out the calcium. And I thought, well, yeah, it probably does have, but it may take a year or two. No, it's not too long, and you know, they start seeing a significant effect. Within a couple months, that vitamin K2 really brings down the amount of calcium buildup. And it's only calcium. Listen to this, folks. It's only calcium buildup in arteries that has a direct correlation to heart attacks and strokes. It's not just cholesterol. And a lot of the other things, they're having you take statins and things for cholesterol. If you don't have a lot of calcium buildup, and you can measure that with, there's CAT scans that measure that. I used to work with Advanced Body Scan here in Oklahoma City, and they would measure that and give you a reading on how much you have. Well, MK7 is a solution to that. Also, antioxidants help stop it from building up in the first place. But taking too much calcium can be a problem. We used to not believe that. We used to think calcium in itself was good. But really, magnesium is what most people are deficient in. So MK7 and D3, about 330 or 320 in MK7 micrograms a day. And in the Noric Natural Ultimate, I try to get, three or four of those capsules a day. So I get up to the level that puts the brakes on Alzheimer's. Though I don't have a family history of that, I want to keep my memory as sharp as I can for as long as I can, because I like doing what I do for a living. And I do it off the top of my head. It's just remembering all these things that start coming together when I'm talking. We'll be right back, folks.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Sollaway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me.
There's a subject, folks, I really need to talk more about. One of the sad things that's happening to our society is we're literally starving our children of good nutrition. This fast food nation, eating French fries and just junk and living on sodas, has really done a job on it. Here's what happens. Let's say you drink a soda high in sugar, corn syrup, and throw in some French fries, and French fries will be sugar in the body in 20 minutes. Okay. At first, you get some energy from that. So that sets you up for a little bit of addiction to it. But then it runs the sugar up, the body's sugar levels rise. It's like going up a roller coaster. And instead of just sort of leveling out, you take a steep dive. When it takes a steep dive, then you're hungry again. And that's what creates a lot of the overeating in our society. But here's what happens after you've done that time and time again. When you're young, it makes for hyperactive kids. Oh, let's put them on Ritalin because they have attention deficit. When they're eating poor, they don't have enough B vitamins in their diet, no minerals in their diet, they're deprived of it, they have all this anxiety that good supplements may take care of. But when their blood sugar is jumping around like that, it creates a paranoia and anxiety. And after a while, they end up with adrenal exhaustion, and they can't handle stress. Then you get some kids shooting up the school because everybody is stressing him, when 20, 30 years ago, he wouldn't have reacted that way because his body could handle a lot of it. But people can't handle it anymore like they used to, road rage and everything else. They had an adolescent prison in England, and they gave half the kids vitamins and minerals. Nothing big deal, just vitamins and minerals, and measured their behavior. They had 20% of the fights and discipline problems of the kids that didn't have the vitamins and minerals. That's how important it is, but it's important because our food is deprived of that. It's empty. And our body needs good nutrition. First thing you need to put your kid on is some good B vitamins, not synthetic Bs. Synthetic Bs, you can usually tell because they'll be like 25-25-25 or 50-50-50. That means they're making it out of oil and rearranging the molecules. And the body can use it, but not well. But you need some good vitamins and minerals for kids. You need fish oil. Anoric Natural makes some wonderful fish oil products for children. You have to get that DHA up. There's so many things we need to do for our kids, and I'm going to elaborate more on this. But eating is part of the reasons you're seeing the behavior problems we have today. And we'll be right back, folks.
One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take 2 of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have my friend Dr. Larry McDay with me. He's also a PhD in nutrition and also a naturopath doctor. And he's been at this at that level doing nutritional counseling even longer than I have. Larry had been at it 4 or 5 years before I met Larry, I think. And Larry, I appreciate you being with us. And you're doing nutritional counseling again now, aren't you?
Right, yeah, I took a little bit of time off. I had decided to retire and decided after about a year or so, I didn't like it. So we're back in the business.
Yeah, we always think, oh, I'd like to just kick back. But when you kick back too long, you go, well, I'm just sort of wasting my time here.
That's right. We can only watch so many Hogan Heroes and Price is Right, and then it gets real old.
I'm going through all the old Perry Masons myself. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's pretty good, sure.
Now, you're Super Dan and Dan, which is not named after me, folks. It's Daily Assured Nutrition. The acronym is the same as my first name. And you can get these at Meridian Nutrition. They're the only place that carries them at 1321 North Meridian. Or you can get them from Larry there in Norman, or he can send them out to you. These products are a combination of how many nutrients in there? About 130?
Just about 125 different nutrients. And, of course, we changed the formula as we have gone along. Now, we've been offering the Super Dan for about 8 years, the Dan even longer than that. And, again, as things come about, for instance, one of my favorite things that we've put in there is, of course, a B vitamin complex, as natural as we can get. Mostly I don't like to use synthetic vitamins. However, in this particular situation, there is one called benfotiamine, which is vitamin B1 thiamine, and that is more useful for most folks than the natural B1. So we like that. And we also have good quality CoQ10. Now, CoQ10 can mean a lot of things, but we want the reduced kind, the ubiquinol, rather than ubiquinone. As we get older, we have to have something for our cardiovascular system, mm-hmm. our entire system to make sure that our mitochondria, our little furnace burners, energy producers, are working at full speed. And that's one of the things that we have in the Super Dan, and Dan for that matter, that will actually be so helpful to the body to help itself.
Yeah, there's so much in balancing things, folks, that we can't do it in this show. It would take a number of classes to explain why things are arranged the way they are, the different forms of vitamin E and what in the arrangement of those, the different forms, and the right way to chelate magnesium, calcium, the right form. Some of it you buy off the shelf and, oh, I got a great price on magnesium or calcium. It won't do you any good. Very, very little
right.
of
and
it will
I
get
would
in.
I would even add there, I hate to interrupt, but when it comes to calcium, be cautious. People think you have to have calcium for healthy mm-hmm. bones and teeth and hair and a few other things. You have to be calcium aware in that too much can be a problem. Many years ago, we used to have 1,500 milligrams of calcium in our various formulas. Now we only have 400 milligrams because uh-huh. we need good quality magnesium far more than we need to do with excess calcium, which can be problematic with atherosclerosis and a few other things. And then it depends on the type of calcium. 9 different forms of calcium to begin with. The one in most formulas out there is just like the wallboard in your house. Calcium carbonate, almost a useless, if not completely useless, form of calcium for most people.
You know, I'm glad to know, I haven't even read the label on the calcium to know that it went from that high. I remember, sort of remember it being that high, then it was down to about 1,000, but I didn't know you dropped it to 400.
Because again, you do have some options of getting quality calcium from some of the good foods that you eat out there.
Yeah, I eat a lot of broccoli, for instance, and that's one source.
The main problem, and don't depend on dairy for that calcium. That's not a good form of calcium to begin with, and most people shouldn't be eating dairy to begin with. So, again, there are so many things, and we could talk about, you know, on another show, but we have actually put something in the formula now. We don't have it delivered to us, but in about 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have something that will help with the lectin problem out there. But that's another show almost by itself.
Well, we'll do another show. One thing I do want to say, though, folks, the calcium, as someone listening to this, or like my older brother who's great science background, he would say, well, calcium's calcium, Dan. You can see it right there in the elemental chart. What we're talking about is they chelate it to pull it into the cells with different things. And when
right.
they chelate
well,
it with...
it has to be delivered in different little truckloads of the calcium. And so I call the delivery system like a big old truck, dump truck, or coming along and dumping off the calcium. But it might be calcium gluconate. It might be calcium carbonate. It might be chelated calcium. It could be that. So calcium is calcium, but it depends on how it's delivered.
Now, Larry, before the time gets away with us, we only have about a minute left here. Tell
yes.
people how to get a hold of you, because you want to write this number down, folks. And if you know anyone that deals with diabetes, I think Larry's the best person you can find because he had to solve the problem himself. Now, Larry, how do people get a hold of you?
Our area code is 405. We're located in Norman. And the telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448. Now, we don't answer the phone right off the bat. We'll let it go to voicemail because we're so busy, but we'll return your call within minutes and be glad to speak to you as long as you want to talk.
And the Dan and Super Dan, we'll cover this in more detail on another show, but there's a way to energize that dependent on your own energy using your saliva and your urine, and he'll tell you how to do that when you call it, and it will make it even more effective for you, and it'll be specialized for your own needs, depending on where you're most efficient and what you need to be brought up. So that's a very, very interesting thing. I want you to take advantage of it. Larry, I want to thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website. It's restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in. You'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and this is Dan Sollaway, PhD in nutrition, been doing radio for 22 years. Just last month finished my 21st year. So start on my 22nd. So I'm glad you're with me. I want to mention something that I just read a couple days ago. I've been a little concerned about it because intermittent fasting has become really important, and lower levels of protein has become a popular thing because too much protein will become sugar and can be inflammatory. But here's an interesting fact in that. Plant protein doesn't seem to be inflammatory. So a lot of people are doing these pea proteins, and that's okay. I would never do soy protein, by the way. But pea protein and some of these other mix, like I do a lot of chia. I have a special little mixture I do with chocolate powder, stevia, and chia, and then pour hot water over it. That's sort of a dessert for me in the evening and stuff, and very healthy. So plant protein is not inflammatory, but meat protein, too much of that activates a pathway called mTOR pathway that can bring on cancer and inflammation throughout the body. But intermittent fasting, this is together with a keto diet. Let's define the two differences between the two. Pretty obvious just by the name, but keto diet is a good fats and avoiding the bad fats, but a high-fat diet. It's not just a high-fat diet. It has to be good fats. Some of the fats you may not realize are good for you are butter. And most of us know that virgin coconut oil is good for us now. But olive oil, nut oil, macadamia is a great oil for you. Avocado oil, really tasty oil. That's almost like a butter in itself. And then olive oil, one of the best things you can take for yourself. Then, of course, the most important one is omega-3 oil. And someone was asking me about omega-3 whose wife was starting to get dementia, and I said, very, very important. I recommended him taking Nordic Naturals, having her take Nordic Naturals, even the cod liver oil, because she may not want to take the capsules, and they make cod liver oil now taste good with the lemon and some other things. And so the cod liver oil, a tablespoon twice a day, would do wonders for her, or 3 capsules of the ultimate omega, and may in the beginning do it twice a day. They found that put the brakes on Alzheimer's. And in many cases, coconut oil actually reverses Alzheimer's or dementia because it helps the body produce ketones. But to produce the ketones, you really need to be cutting the carbohydrates way down along with taking MCT oil or coconut oil. Then the body produces the ketones. And these are healthy ketones, not the kind that diabetics produce, which are 5 times greater. They produce those because they're eating up their body so fast. And they're losing muscle like crazy. No, we're talking about the healthy form of ketones. And those ketones are the secondary food for the brain, for the heart. They call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. Your brain barrier is very, very intelligent in what it'll let through and won't let through. And there's a lot of things that will not let through that will circulate in the rest of the body, but not through the brain. And sugar, when it gets too high, is very destructive to the brain cells as well as to the rest of the cells. So it cuts that off. As it cuts that off, then the body
is starving for sugar, the brain is, and the brain cells start turning down, I guess, conservative energy or dying. Well, they found out the ketones reawaken the brain. And so a combination of a ketone diet or a keto diet with MCT oil or coconut oil, and then things like high levels of omega-3 oil, like what Nordic Natural is the best company in that area, and doing those together and using olive oil can do wonders. But if you're eating starch, eating bread and sugar and stuff, I don't know if taking coconut oil or MCT oil will have so much effect. It'd be hard to see because you're not producing ketones through your diet. Now, here's what's important. Intermittent fasting is where you go 12, 14 hours between meals. Some people do it, they go a whole day without eating, then they'll eat the next day. Some people even do 2 days and eat 2 or 3 days. What that's doing, it's resensitizing the body to insulin. And it's making you go after your fat stores. I thought it'd make you go after your muscle stores, and they're seeing that fasting does not make you eat muscle. And that was what was new information to me, that you can actually gain muscle while you're fasting. And so then when you go off the fast, then you can go back on. And the way I do it, and I don't do it every day like this. I should. I did it today. Let's say I quit eating and snacking about 8 o'clock. I didn't eat again today until 1 o'clock. Wasn't hard to do. I even went and worked out at the gym, and I wasn't hungry. And so it worked real easy. That gives my body enough time to really cleanse itself. Autophagy, I used to mispronounce that, but autophagy is a cleansing of the cells. Mitophagy is a cleaning of the mitochondria. Both of those are activated by these periods of dieting. And if you periods of fasting, if you go long enough, it also stimulate growth growth hormones, IGF-1, HGH, and everything in the body. So that may be why people are gaining muscle, why at the same time they're fasting, where you would think they'd cannibalize their muscle, but they're not. Very important. You feel better too. At first, it may be a little hard to do. So you may go, well, I'll wait to noon. Or I'll wait to 10 o'clock for you. Then after a while, so I think I can go at 11 to 12. But doing that will really help. And we used to say, no, it's important to have a good big meal the first thing in the morning. Apparently, it's not. It's important to eat a healthy, fatty meal with some vegetables and moderate level of protein, not too much protein, about as big as the palm of your hand is what they recommend if you're looking at meats. So that's the way I now eat. And I got away a little bit from the intermittent fasting, kept on the keto diet, but I didn't really start losing weight with it until I do the combination of intermittent fasting with the keto diet. Then the weight starts coming off. I think I've lost 21, 22 pounds with it. Now I want to lose another 9, 10 pounds, maybe a little bit more. And so I'm doing the intermittent fasting. And I really recommend you studying this and getting familiar with it. Folks, we'll be right back. There was a recent test on the probiotics on the shelves in different health food stores, and most of them, over 90% of the probiotics was dead. It just wasn't there, folks. But there's one that says it has 50 billion. Recently, it was tested and had 2.5 trillion, and that's Body Dynamics, a phenomenal one. It also has digestive enzymes in it. I love this product. It's the only thing that really, really noticeable for me. So if you call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910, Body Dynamics. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I thank you for being with me today. And I want you to also check Dan's Health Talks, not only here, but iHeartRadio.com, and listen to the podcast. And one of my favorite people to interview, I always learn a lot from Stu, and I have a great time with, is Stu Tomp with CV Sciences. And you can hear other shows that Stu and I have already done on iHeartRadio.com if you go to podcast and put Dan's Health Talks. And so Stu and I always are talking about the science behind CBD oil, which is really a miracle for many, many people. So Stu, what do you have to tell me today that you're going to educate me on?
Well, I wanted to go a little bit off the topic of how it can immediately impact your life and just talk for a little bit about the bigger picture, the regulatory compliance picture.
Okay.
Because many people are asking questions about the legality of this stuff. So I think some updates and some projections are probably a good idea for your audience. What do you think?
Yeah, and that would be helpful because that came up. I was talking to some people yesterday, and they said, I think CBD is legal in every state in the union, but I don't know. And I said, yeah, it is, I believe, if it's done right. Is that correct?
Well, let's break it down because what we have, what's confusing, we've never had anything like this ever. And it's three different swim lanes, three distinct markets, three different locations where the variations of CBD will be allowed to be regulated and sold. So right now, it's a little bit of the Wild West because we've never, ever had anything besides alcohol is the only thing that comes remotely close to which county, some dry, what percentage, which product, how it's regulated, how it's licensed, and how it's sold.
Mm-hmm.
So because the plant can grow anywhere, and I guess you can make moonshine up in the hills too, we've got something that's going to require some adult supervision, and we wanted people that were using our Plus CBD oil product or investors in our publicly traded company, ticker CVSI, to hear from us that A, we're aware of the regulations, and B, we're working diligently to help them evolve. We've never had the jurisdictional overreach or confusion of who's in control of what, with the same molecule being potentially sold in three different places that come under three different types of regulations. So that's why I think it's hard to answer the question, because CBD itself, the molecule, you know, every time you and I talk about the Epidiolex GW Pharma product.
Oh, we talk about it all the time.
I know
we do, actually, folks. I'm just laughing because someone out there going, what the heck are those guys talking about? I never heard that.
CBD was approved as a drug for rare forms of epilepsy, and most people have no idea.
I know.
And the reason that it's a big deal is, A, it suggests that it does something, right? First of all, that's good news.
Well, the other thing is people thought they had to get marijuana to deal with epilepsy, which they don't.
Oh, no. That's an added bonus on the Sunday. I'm saying, like, remember, this stuff has no medical benefit. Let's back that up. Wait a minute. This is the antidote. This is the solution. Did you know this, Doc, that they gave CBD in those drug trials on top of standard of care? They were taking four or five different medications, and they gave CBD on top of it and lowered seizures an additional 50%. Were you aware that that's how the study was designed?
No, I wasn't. That's interesting.
That's incredible. Now, so that's why we are so respectful. I'm so respectful. That's incredible. So that's why I'm respectful of that, because you know what? If you have a child listening to this that has mm-hmm. epilepsy, you're right. You no longer need to get pot. You don't need to take that risk. You can go to a doctor, get a prescription, go to a pharmacy, and that's not what we're talking about. Dr. Dan and I are talking about farm bill hemp.
Yes.
Farming. Mm-hmm. Farming. Farming. You know why there's a difference? Because the pot world is indoor greenhouses. Now, that's totally different than farming. See, the farm bill was passed to get a rotation crop between corn and soy so that you could have a byproduct to replace plastic. Okay, that's what the farm bill was passed for. States and their own obsession or lack of obsession with cannabis, that's a separate program, that's an experimental thing. That has nothing to do with the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So, when someone says CBD is illegal, you can't put CBD in Coca-Cola because it's a drug. Hemp, however, is no longer a controlled substance, and if it's grown right, extracted properly, safe and effective, and sold and labeled appropriately, and you don't deceive the customer with what they're getting, then you qualify as a dietary supplement. So here's why it gets even more confusing. The FDA is planning to officially start talking May 31st. So if anybody wants to know why there's ambiguity, the Food and Drug Administration will be meeting May 31st officially to finally hammer this out. Now, that seems a little bit backwards because by May 31st, we will have been like 5 or 6 years into the hemp CBD business. Right, Doc?
Yes.
You get it?
Yeah.
Normally the FDA meets first before you have a market, right?
So,
we have a huge market, and now the FDA is going to respond. Does that help explain the confusion?
Well, let me ask you this.
Do you see what I'm saying?
When it's raw hemp and put in there, what percentage of it is CBD? Is it still a high?
When it's true. No, when it's what we call farm hemp, the same ones to use hemp seeds, mm-hmm. hemp seed oil, fiber hemp, that's like 1% CBD. See, the greenhouse pot with high CBD can have 20-30%. Now, that's a different product, different market, different customer. And that's what I meant by the three different swim lanes. You'll have states that sell THC or CBD as marijuana. You'll have farm food fiber hemp products like plus CBD oil that traverse state lines because they're not controlled substances. Then you'll go into a pharmacy and get cannabinoid-based drugs. Forget just the one. Doc, can you imagine 35 different cannabinoid-based drugs to deal with all the diseases of aging for the future that are safer and more effective? That's incredible.
It is.
All three will exist.
Now, Stu, I'm trying to understand how this works. I've been taking the gold by the plus CBD gold by CV Sciences, and I take some of the green as well. And so when we're talking about hemp versus CBD, how does CV Science do this, and how do they swim in the different lanes that they want to swim in?
Okay, now thank you. It's very critical, and it's important. We do not sell pure CBD because, as we've said, CBD has been approved for a rare form of treatment-resistant epilepsy, and we are in awe of that. What we do is we grow outdoor, sun-kissed, agricultural, certified, global food fiber hemp. Now, that means the same plant you've ever eaten, if you've ever had hemp seeds or hemp mm-hmm. seed oil,
yeah.
whether it's Manitoba or Nutiva. Now, most people don't know this. Those plants grow 18 feet tall.
Wow,
and they
I didn't know that.
Giant, yeah, 18 feet foot tall. They're, we grow in Holland, in the Netherlands. Now, the reason we don't have enough here yet in America yet is because the farm bill just passed, making the commodity no longer a controlled substance. Where in Holland, they've been growing thousands of acres of outdoor-grown food fiber hemp since the Schaefer Commission when Richard Nixon was in office. Okay?
Huh.
So the reason we're sourcing from Holland is they have the scale. So we take the plant, and we have to pelletize it immediately. What does that mean? We have to remove the water and turn it into a little hamster pellet
mm-hmm.
or transportation. Because the plant has a lot of water, we don't want aflatoxins. So we test for aflatoxins and glyphosates. One of the great things about Holland is no GMO no matter what. So no glyphosates, no glyphosate drift. Most people don't appreciate our red label product is that whole plant in the bottle.
Okay.
Our red label product is the entire plant in the bottle. Nothing done to it. The plant in the bottle. I should market it like that. Here's the plant in the bottle. The plant in the bottle. They're like, what do you do to it? It's the plant in the bottle. It has everything. 500 cofactors.
Oh,
so
wow.
That one's more like food, okay? It's got fatty acids, sterols, 8 isomers of vitamin E, dozens of cannabinoids. We've got compounds in there, Doc, we're looking at that have never been identified, like zeta-carotene epoxide, some crazy antioxidant that's only in hemp. Okay, so more on that later.
Hmm.
We take that green stuff, the red stuff rather, and we put it into the bottle. So the raw extract, when I say raw, that's the whole plant in the bottle. So the balm, the soft gel, and the dropper is raw. Why would you like raw? Okay, well, you believe in whole plant is better than concentrated anything. That's a big audience, right?
I would call it holistic hemp.
It is. No, it is holistic hemp. And you know what? That's good for food. However, it may not be concentrated enough, and it isn't active enough to get up into the central nervous system, into the brain, into the G-protein coupling receptors, because it hasn't been activated. That's what the green label is. What is activation? Heat. The heat converts CBDA to CBD. This way it can cross into your blood-brain barrier and support all of these multiple channels in your brain. So the green is better for stress because it's been activated, and that's what supports those GABA receptors and the serotonin receptor. Now, when you super concentrate it, that's what that gold is. Think of the gold like ultimate omega. It takes 10 kilos of our green to make 3 kilos of gold. When I said think about it like ultimate omega, when I worked at Nordic Naturals, ultimate omega is a super concentrated fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So you get more EPA and DHA. Why? Because you have a big bad condition. Gold is more CBD and the other cannabinoids and some of the other neuroactive compounds. We get rid of the chlorophyll and the sterols and the water-loving stuff to get all the fat-loving stuff together for increased brain permeability. So the gold is what you use for pain. So raw is for inflammation, green is for stress, gold is for pain. Raw is for inflammation, green is for stress, gold is for pain. So when you think of what's in the bottle, it's not a difference in the label. Yeah, that's a different color. What's in the matrix is completely different. And the only way you know that is by listening to shows like this, because we are not allowed to put any of that in the marketing material.
Well, now, if you're concerned about your brain, which one would you use?
I would use the gold.
Okay.
You want the greatest neurogenic blood-brain. Fat is the ideal delivery system for cannabinoids. Remember those pot brownies mm-hmm. they used to make?
No, I don't,
want that.
I don't remember anything about that.
Not you, but that's not what we're going after. We're saying, but that's the delivery system. Fat is the ideal delivery system. The gold, by the time it's distilled, check this out, it's about 50% natural fatty acids from the up concentration of all the seeds. Can you visualize?
Does it have omega-3 oils in it, naturally?
Yes, it has ALA in it. It has GLA in it. It has stearidonic acid in it. It has the shells of the hemp seed with the grossamide. I mean, there are compounds in here. This is a superfood soup. So it feeds the eicosanoid signaling system and the endocannabinoid system and the serotonergic system and the GABAergic system and the dopaminergic system. It dampens neuroinflammation and neurotransmission, and it doesn't get you high. So the reason people love it is because it's an antipsychotic that you can get over the counter. Now, you can't say that, but that's what people are...
You didn't hear that, folks. We didn't say that.
What I'm saying, not like in marketing or advertising. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, hey, this stuff is an antipsychotic. People call me and they say, is this an antipsychotic? I say, no, you can't say that. You just say it makes you feel better.
Well, and it will. And it's more. Think of it more as a buffer and a balancer. It sort of buffers the brain and balances
okay?
it. Yeah.
Yes. In responders, we love to be intellectually honest. The people that respond vigorously, and they buy it every day. Okay. If it's all placebo effect, let's give this another year. If it's Dr. Oz, no, seriously, Let's find out. That'll be real good. We're going to report on it. It'll be even more popular next year when people realize that Plus CBD oil is available, it's safe, it's effective, and it's what a lot of the doctors are using themselves. Don't get left behind. You should do what the cutting-edge people are doing. They're using Plus CBD oil.
Yeah, folks, you'd be surprised at the time I've introduced doctors to things and said, yeah, my family and I are going to take this, but I can't recommend it because the AMA hadn't approved it yet. Stu, we're out of time. I really appreciate you being with me, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays. And I'll be talking to you again next week.